My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What do you make of Jordan Love deciding he's not going to practice at all until he gets his new contract with the Green Bay Packers? I think this is the perfect way to hold out. It's actually called like a hold-in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's awesome because you do everything. You show professionalism. You show that you care and you're there for your teammates. But also, quite literally, you're just saying, I'm mitigating the risk of an injury. I know it's quarterback and I'm wearing a red penny and no one can touch me. But every time I drop back, I'm putting myself at risk. It takes one weird, quirky O-line, D-line collision and someone falls on my leg. I'm just not going to do that and cost myself tens of millions of dollars.
Yeah, Teddy Bridgewater, man. I mean, just with no pads, with no danger, and until there was. Yeah, non-contact. So there's so little leverage for players in the current CBA. And just in general in the NFL, just the quarterbacks are starting to be able to push back a little bit. You could see some of this where they're still on good terms. It still sounds like a deal is imminent that it's going to get done. Maybe they're waiting for Dak to sign or not, or you know, somebody else maybe to go in front of him. But everybody seems to be of the same thought process that Jordan Love is the quarterback there and he's going to be for some time. They were right. They got another one, which is completely unfair, but whatever. Green Bay is going to, you know, ink him to a long-term deal. And the only thing that you can do that doesn't become detrimental, I mean, at a certain point, you have to practice football. Like, so, you know, if we're still doing this in a month, I'll probably change my tune. But for the first couple of days, the first few days, this is the only thing that you can sort of do to hold their feet to the fire to try to get the most you possibly can. I understand that. I get it. And I don't have near a problem as I do with, yeah, you know, contact me when it's done. I'm down, you know, wherever the heck Jordan Love is from, just hanging out on my farm or my ranch or, you know, in my cabin in the woods until my contract is signed.
Other quarterback news. Dateline Foxborough, the New England Patriots, are getting ready for practices, and their new first-time head coach is Gerard Mayo, who was asked about the QB situation today. He said, coming out of the spring, I think it's clear that Jacoby Brissett is the most pro-ready guy we have. He's played a lot of football. He was asked if Drake May has a chance to win the job, though. Could he take the job from Brissett? He says if he comes out here and he lights it up, and once again it goes to the quality of reps, it could absolutely happen, Mayo said, of May's chances of starting, while noting there will be plenty of competition for the role. So it sounds like kind of the opposite of what's going to happen here,
mm-hmm.
where the Commanders draft Jaden Daniels. They name him not the starter, but the guy who's going to get the majority of the first-team reps, it seems like. And something has to go wrong, probably, for him not to win the job. It's the opposite in New England, where they're going, we signed Jacoby Brissett. We think he's a starting caliber player. Drake May is going to get the secondary reps. And for him to overtake him, he's going to have to be special and really, really shine quality over quantity in terms of when he gets work with the first teamers.
Yeah, it's certainly an approach. I happen to hate it. I think it's pointless. I think there's no, you know, worthwhile end to having Jacoby Brissett play for you.
Let me ask you this, because generally you and I agree on this 100%,
mm-hmm.
where it's just like, did you draft a guy in the top five? Is he really talented? Start that guy immediately. Is there anything to the Patriots being so bad around him that maybe giving him just like a month as they sort some things out with a new head coach who's never, not only never been a head coach, but kind of, I mean, they didn't really interview a lot of people for that job. It was just a promotion from within for a guy they really liked as a player and then a position coach. And maybe Mayo's going to be a superstar. But there's not a ton of offensive acumen necessarily, I wouldn't think. He was a defensive player. So now you bring in Alex Van Pelt to be the OC, who's got a mixed bag of results in his own right. Not everybody in football loved that hire. Then your receiver room, your best wide receivers, maybe DeMario Douglas, who was a sixth-round pick last year. Their running back room is pedestrian. Antonio Gibson's going to be heavily involved. Like, that's a really, really bad group around.
It's a terrible landing spot, yeah.
Is there any thought to maybe, like, let's just throw Jacoby Brissett out there for a few weeks, and then we'll go to Drake May when he's more ready for the terrible situation?
Sure. If that's the thought process and you can't say that, okay. I could live with that, certainly. I mean, the mistake was already made this offseason when, again, you go, okay, we're ready for training camp. I go, no, you're not. You don't have anything. You should have gone out all out to find receivers and running back help, more so than maybe Antonio Gibson. But, yeah, I mean, it's not a good situation for Drake May or for anybody.
They did draft Jalen Polk out of Washington.
In the round two, yeah.
Second round. They get Kendrick Bourne back from injury. So Douglas, Bourne, Polk. They drafted another receiver, Javon Baker, in the fourth round. KJ Osborne, the former Vikings number three, comes over.
So it's something, but nowhere near enough.
It's not a good group.
Right.
It's probably not horrendous. But in order for it to be even average, Polk's got to play really well as a rookie.
Well, this is what it reeks of to me. A new coach trying to establish himself and doing we're going to have a winning culture here. Best player's going to play. Enjoy your short-term thinking, right? You could say that for the linebacker spot. You could say that for a few different positions. It's a waste of time. And again, I like Jacoby Brissett. He's good. He is a solid back-end starter for an okay team.
Brissett is better than Mariota or a lot of those guys. Yeah. I would put him and Sam Darnold maybe in a similar ilk. Brissett's actually played better football than Darnold the last couple of years. He's actually played like a starter. He might be the best of the bridge quarterbacks, which maybe helps him too.
Right, but that which means nothing to me. Like, but it seems due to these organizations where they're trying to establish something and show this is who we are and we're going to compete every day and we'll headbutt walls and we'll do a Latimer from the program for every afternoon. Yeah, he's Brissett and Gardner Minshew and all those guys that are in that tier, they're always available. You got to pay a little bit of a premium, and you can have them for as long as you want. My answer is 0 minutes. I don't want that at all. Now, if Drake May is not ready, different story, but I need to hear a little bit less about how Brissett's the answer.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.